गया जब सूर मिलता मिली नौ दसमाई श्री श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं काव्यं विनुकुलकर्ति स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सर्वदा वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीरुद्रपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं शाग्रजातं सहवना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं भजन्तु कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपीश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्ते सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृखभान सुदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय हंसाबल्भतरुभ्यश्च पीपाकेन्द्रभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो मैया सक्त मना प्रार्थ युगं जिन्यन मदाश्रय हसं सं समग्रं मां यथा ध्यासि तत्सिन कृष्णा स्पीकिंग टू अर्जुन दैट मैया सक्त मना यू हैव टू train your mind to become attached to me, Krishna. Actually, that is Yoga system. Our mind has got two business. Something accepting and rejecting. So, we have to train our mind in such a way that we become simply attached to Krishna. That is called Maya Saptamana. Mai and to me, Asapta, attached mana, mind. मयासक्त मना पार्थ माय डियर अर्जुन यू जस्ट बिकम वन ऑफ द पर्सन हू आर अटैच्ड टू मी मयासक्त मना पार्थ दिस इज द योग जुंजन यू एग्जीक्यूट दिस योग मैया सप्त मना प्रार्थम योगम मद आश्रय टेकिंग दिस योग कैन बी प्रैक्टिस बाय टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ मी और माय रिप्रेजेंटेटिव नॉट अलोन दैट वर कृष्ण से मैया सप्त मना प्रार्थम योगम जुंजन मद आश्रय आश्रय मीन्स shelter. Krishna says mat. Mat means me. So either you take shelter of Krishna or you take shelter of a bona fide representative of Krishna. Actually, if you do a business, either you transact the business in agreement with the proprietor or the proprietor is representative, the business is all right. If the representative of the firm signs that agreement, then even the proprietor does not know, it will be accepted as bona fide. Is it not? So, even though you cannot see eye to eye, Krishna, you can execute this yoga system, Krishna consciousness, through the agency of his bona fide differentiation. Maya Shaktamana Prad. And how it is asaṃsayaṃ samagraṃma. By practicing that yoga, you will understand me or God. Asaṃsayaṃ, without any doubt. Asaṃsayaṃ samagraṃ and in full, not that partially. Jatha gyasasi, as you can understand, tatha srinu, now, here, attentive. Krishna is beginning to speak to Arjuna about this bhakti yoga system and is drawing attention. Srinu, please hear attentive. Yesterday there was a question. Somebody, I do not know whether the gentleman is present here, whether you have seen God, Krishna. Not only me, everyone has seen Krishna. Krishna is not that you can see Krishna in this form. He is playing flute and enjoying with Radharani. That is his natural picture, a natural form. But he has got multi other forms also. If you are not fortunate enough to understand this form, then you can turn your attention to other many other forms and you can see Krishna. Actually, we cannot see spirit soul, even we cannot see. The modern advancement of science, they cannot see even the particle of the spirit. They have no power. Just like I am, you are. We are not spirit souls. We are in this body. But the medical science, after dissection of the body, cannot find out where is the spirit soul. But there is. That's a fact. But you have no instrument or power to see. In spite of your advances of so many scientific instruments, you cannot see. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavir Grahyam Indriya. Our these senses are so imperfect that we cannot perceive even what is spirit soul. We cannot see. That's a fact. And we cannot, it is very difficult to perceive also. But you can see also, you can perceive also by accepting a certain method. That method is called Yogam Junyan Madasaya. You have to practice this yoga system under my shelter or my representative shelter, then you can understand samagram fully, completely, asaṃsayaṃ, without any doubt, that you have to practice. And that practice is also not very difficult. Simply one should be serious, that I want to see God. Everyone is seeing God, but he does not know that he is seeing God. That is Maya. There are so many examples. Just like you can, although you are in this room, you can know that sun is not yet set, because you can see your watch and you can understand the sunset time is not yet there. So you can understand perfectly that there is sun in the sky. It is a method. Similarly, you can understand God is there. You have to accept the method. If you accept that method is recommended here, yogam junyan madasra. You have to practice this yoga system under the shelter of me. Me means, just like the same example, a business firm signs, we agree to this point. The science manager signs, the proprietor signs, he says we the company, any one of us. Similarly, when Krishna says, Madhasvat, under my shelter, it means that taking shelter of Krishna or anyone in the disciplic succession of Krishna. The same example, anyone attached to that business transaction is as good as the proprietor of the manager. So Krishna says, jnanam teham savijnanam, the yoga system. Yoga system is a type of knowledge. Jnanam. Jnanam means knowledge. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam bhakshami aseshatam. I'm just trying to explain the knowledge or the devotional knowledge or the yoga system by which you can understand me perfectly, that I am speaking to you in full knowledge, jnanam, and savijnanam with scientific knowledge, not that bogus knowledge. Savijnanam. Vijnanam means science, with scientific knowledge. The modern days, people are advanced. They like to talk on scientific basis. And here is the Krishna statement. Savijnanam. With scientific knowledge. Bhakhyami aseshata. And I shall explain aseshata in full explanation. Without any reservation. Not that summarily I say something, you do not follow, you do not understand, I finish. No. I shall fully explain. Asesata. Jajgatya. And if you fortunately can understand, Jajgatya neha bhuya annaj gyatabham avasishyate. If you understand this science, then you finish your process of acquiring knowledge. Every one of us acquiring knowledge, that is called experience, one after another. So Krishna says that if you understand this science, savijnanam, then your knowledge will be complete. You have nothing to hanker after any further knowledge. Knowledge is complete. That is also Vedic injunction. Jasmin vijnate sarvamevam vijnatam bhavanti. Jasmin vijnate. If you can understand the supreme knowledge, the supreme, then sarvamevam vijnatam bhavanti, everything becomes known to you. Just like in arithmetic, if you simply learn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, then you learn all the arithmetic problems. Because in the arithmetic there is nothing but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whatever you see, big, big calculation, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Similarly, if you simply understand Krishna, then you will see the whole activity, whole world, whole universe is full of Krishna consciousness. That way in the Bhagavad Gita I will see that Bhunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mang Prabhadat. When actually one becomes wise, full of wisdom, Jnanavan, how? After many, many births of speculation and calculation, when he actually becomes, just like the same example, a very expert mathematician, he sees the whole mathematics. Arithmetic is full of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, actually when one is in knowledge, then he can see Krishna everywhere. Not that those who are in the lower stage, they think that Krishna is here in the temple, and not anywhere else. That is the lowest stage of understanding Krishna. But the highest stage of understanding Krishna, the Krishna conscious person sees everywhere Krishna, even within the atom. Andantara sam paramanuchayantara sam. Krishna can be found within this universe, in everyone. And as well as in the atoms also, within the atom. Samagra. But this knowledge is little difficult. Therefore Krishna says, Manusanam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddhaya. Out of many millions of human beings, one becomes interested in Krishna consciousness, or God consciousness. When I speak Krishna, I should understand God. So Krishna says, Manusanam sahasreshu. Sahasreshu, it is plural number, means among thousands of men, millions and thousands of men, one becomes interested. Manusanam sahasreshu jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya means perfection. Perfection of life. One should be very cool-headed. The distinction, the human being and animal, the animal does not know what is perfection of life. They are simply interested with four principles of bodily necessities: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's all. They have no other inquiries. What is the perfection? Because that is not possible. In that body, in that animal body, cats and dogs or hogs or elephant, very big body, or tiger, very powerful body. But they cannot inquire what is the perfection of life. That inquiry is possible in the human form. The tiger has got body, and a man has got body. Tiger may be very powerful, a man may be very weak, but there is a great distinction between this tiger and the man. Because tiger becoming so powerful, he has no power to understand what he is or what is the perfection of life. But a human being, although he may be very feeble and very weak than the tiger, he has got the developed consciousness to understand what is perfection of life and what he is. That is the difference. So people are trying to be like tiger. In India, a certain section of people, being Mohammedans, they say that we want to be like Sher. Sher means tiger. And more or less in the Western countries also, everyone is trying to become a tiger, very fast. But one should be very cool-headed. The tiger is very powerful. The tiger can attack anyone and kill him. That is very good. But what is the use of tiger? Nobody is interested in tiger. Rather, if the tiger comes within the city, immediately it will be shot down. Because it has no use. But a humble, meek cow, of course here there is no protection of cow. But in India, the cow is protected. It is the duty of the human being to give protection to the cow. Just like we offer Krishna our obeisance. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. Krishna, you are Brahma, you are worshipable by the Brahminical culture. Brahmana Devaya, not by others. Because you are Go Brahmana Hitaya, you are well-wisher of the cows and the Brahmins. Why Krishna is not said tiger? Why this prayer is the word of tiger? Hitayacha. Krishna is always, thinking how to protect the cows and the Brahmins. When Krishna appeared on this planet, he became a cowherd boy to give protection to the cows. He was tending cows by his personal example. You will read in the Krishna book how he was taking care of the cows. Therefore, Go Brahmana Hitaya. The first prayer is that you are protector of the cows and the Brahmins. Jagadhitaya, you are well-wisher of the whole universe. But your special interest is to give protection to the cows and the Brahmins. Why that special interest? Because if the human society does not give protection to the cows and does not cultivate the Brahminical culture, then it is cats and dogs society. Therefore it is given. And as soon as the whole society becomes full of cats and dogs, how can we expect peace and prosperity? The dog's business is go. Why you have come here? Why you have entered in our neighborhood? Please get out. Not please, get out. No. So, We have cultivated a nice human society that there are all, dogs, the immigration department.
Oh.
Why you have come here? How? Yes, sir, I have come here not to harm you, I have to speak something nice thing. How long is that?
Oh, boy.
Not more than 1 month. All right. So immediately watch dog. In every house, beware of dog. Don't enter. Beware of dog. This is human civilization. You see? You cannot enter anyone's house You cannot enter anyone's country. And as if you do, this means this is one top, this Krishna consciousness. But the Vedic culture says, Griham Satrum api praptam vishastam makutobhaya. Even if your enemy comes to your home, you should receive him in such a way that he'll forget that you are his enemy. Griham Satrum api praptam. Satru means enemy. If you see that an enemy has come to your house, Satrum api. Satru means enemy. Api, although. You should receive in such a way that he will completely believe you that you are his enemy and you are not his enemy. That was the system. In the Kurukshetra war, the two brothers, it's a cousin brothers, are fighting. But after finishing the fighting, there is no enmity. These people are going to that camp, they are coming, talking or taking lunch, very friendly. Friendly. There was another fight between him and Jarasandha. The whole day there was fighting. It was decided that one should be killed. That's the fact. The fighting between Kshatriyas, that it will not end unless one of them is killed. That is Kshatriya spirit. So they know, Bhim and Jarasandha knew it very well, that this fighting is going on until one is dead, one of the belligerent ones. But at night, Bhim is the guest of Jarasandha, eating together, talking friendly. This is Brahminical culture. For duty's sake, for some cause, we may fight. That's all right. But that does not mean we shall remain inimical always. Griham Satum api praptam vishastam makutuvayam. There is another example. The fight was going on between Arjuna and Duryodhana. So Duryodhana criticized the commander-in-chief, Bhishmadev. My dear grandfather, you are affectionate to the other parties, my other cousin brothers, therefore you are not fighting very nice. You think like that, that I'm not fighting very nicely? Yes, I think just to infuse it. Yes. So he said, all right, tomorrow I shall kill all these five men. Is that all right? Yes, that's nice. So I keep these five arrows reserved for killing these five brothers. So Duryodhana did not believe that he may miss these five arrows. But he said, my dear grandfather, better I keep these five arrows with me. I shall deliver you tomorrow morning. All right, you keep with me. Krishna understood. Krishna is all pervading. He immediately said, Arjuna, tomorrow you are going to be killed. Be assured. Why? Now this is the position. Then what to do? Now you go to Duryodhana and take away all those arrows. Otherwise you will be killed. So Arjuna remembered that Duryodhana once promised. Duryodhana was elderly, Arjuna is younger brother. That, my dear brother, I promise, whatever you want, I can give you. So Duryodhana said, all right, I shall ask you some days later, not now. So Arjuna thought, now this is the opportunity. I shall go and ask Duryodhana to give me those arrows. So Arjuna went to the other camp, and immediately Duryodhana received him as his brother. My dear brother, you have come. What do you want? You want the kingdom without fighting? Therefore you have come. I can give you. I can stop this fighting if you want without fighting. No, Duryodhana, no. I come for some other purpose. All right. Whatever you want, you can. Now, yes, you sometimes promise that whatever I want, you will give me. Yes, I am keeping my promise. What do you want? He said, give me those 5 arrows. Yes, immediately. This is Kshatriya spirit. This is Brahminical culture. Yes, it is. Promise. Ramchandra was going to be enthroned. And the stepmother said the same to Dasarath Maharaj, that their stepmothers, Maharaj Dasarath, 3 wives. So one who I wanted that her son should be king. So immediately she proposed that instead of Ramchandra, my son should be king. Maharaj Dasarath said, how it can be? It is already arranged. She is the eldest son. Now you promise sometimes that you will keep your promise and satisfy me. So this is my demand. So what do you want? That Ramchandra should be banished immediately and my son should be enthroned. She agreed. She called Ramchandra. This is the demand of your stepmother. Kindly go to the forest for 14 years and your stepbrother will be here. Ramchandra agreed immediately. Yes. That's all right, father. This is Brahminical. Is there any single instance in the history that a king which is going to be enthroned next morning and by the order of his father immediately he goes out to the forest? Therefore, there is no harm that we make materially very much advanced, but not like cats and dogs. Take Brahminical culture, then it will be perfect. The whole society. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Jagat Dhitaya Krishnaya Govinda. That Brahminical culture can be established only by understanding Krishna. Without understanding Krishna, whatever we do, we shall remain simply animals. That's all. So, how the animals can be interested in Krishna? That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says, manusanam sahasresu, out of many thousands of people. Just like we have started this movement, Krishna consciousness movement in the Western countries for the last 5 years. How many people have come to tell? To this Krishna consciousness. Not very many. We have got about 3,000 also. Therefore Krishna says that it is not attractive for everyone. But if one is attracted, his life is successful. His life is successful. Lord Chaitanya also says the same thing. Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Ji. There are many innumerable living entities. They are wandering within this universe in different forms of body and different planets, transmigrating from one body to another, one planet to another. Eirupe Brahmanda Kono, out of them, if one is fortunate enough to associate with a bona fide spiritual master and Krishna, his life becomes complete. Aindupe Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. Bij means seed. As from the seed, the big trees come out. Similarly, if one is injected with this Krishna consciousness, understanding, then gradually it will grow into a big tree. And when the fruits will be there, he'll enjoy life. So, although this Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, yoga system is very easy, still Krishna says that manusanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddha jatatam api siddhyanam. Not only perfection of human consciousness is there when one understands that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, Aham Brahmas. That is perfect. But if you study scrutinizingly, so many men, everyone is bodily conscious. In Moscow, I was speaking with a great professor, Kotovsky. He is in charge of Indology Department of Government. He said, although I defeated him in argument, he says that after finishing this body, everything is finished. Let's see. No. The spiritual knowledge begins when one is perfectly aware that after finishing this body, I am not finished. That is what. Not that those who are in this concept of life, that with the finishing of this body, everything is finished. That is nonsense. Na hannate hannamane sarire, Krishna teaches. Na jayate namriyate va kadachi, nitya sarsatvo ayam, na hannate hannamane sarire. This Atma is never born and he never dies. Na jayate mriyate va. Nitya, eternal, shasata, ever-existing, shasata, na hannate hannamane sarire. Don't think that because the body is finished, therefore he is finished. No. In another place Krishna says, tatha dehantaram prapti, as you are changing body from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood to grown up and old age. This is your practical experience. I have several times expressed. Similarly, this old body, when I give it up, I shall accept another body. What is that body? That will be given to you by the laws of nature according to your mentality. As you create your mentality, jangam vapi smaran loki, absorb your thought and mind at the time of death, then you are given a particular type of body, either in the of a human being, or a cat, or a dog, or a demigod, or a tree, or so many. There are 8,400,000 of these species of life. If you want the body of a tiger, if you have exercised very nicely, it would become a tiger like he's strong. Then God will give you next life to become a tiger, actual tiger. Why tiger like? Become a tiger. I give you all facilities. Become a tiger. So what is the use of getting tiger's life? You know, perhaps you all know, the tigers cannot get food every day. And naturally, if in the forest there is a tiger, the other animals, they are very careful. But when he's too much hungry, God provides him one animal. Because God provides everyone's food, the tiger also must have food. Eko bhunam vidadhati kamat. That one supreme is maintaining all these living entities. So tiger is also part and parcel of God, and he has got that body. So God is kind even upon the tiger. And what to speak of the devotee? So this human form of life, Krishna is stressing on this point, that manusyanam sahasreshu kaschidyatatishiddhaya. Out of many millions, at least at the present moment, nobody is interested to know what is the perfection of life. They think, or one thinks, the perfection of life means to enjoy the senses to the best capacity, and as soon as the body is finished, everything changes. Just like Professor Kotowski told, with the body everything changes. Therefore, people are so much anxious to enjoy sensual, because he knows as soon as this body is finished, everything is finished, so let me enjoy. This is the misconception or illusion or maya. Body is not finished. You are creating another body. Janvana, Daivanetrena, and you will get another body. Karmana, according to your karma. Therefore, the intelligent person, Bhavanam Janvanam Ante, that intelligence comes after many, many births. Bhavanam Janvanam Ante, Jnanavan, one who is actually wise. Bhavanam Janvanam Ante, Jnanavan, Manga Prabhadvate, Krishna says, he surrenders unto me. Why? Because he is wise. How he is wise? Now because he knows Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samatma. He understands that Krishna is everything. Not that he is falsely surrendered. He knows that Krishna is everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhatvam. Krishna says all. I am the root. Bijoham sarva bhutanam. I am the root, I am the seed of everything. Therefore, when one becomes actually wise, full of knowledge, then he surrenders to Krishna. Now, intelligent person, they will see this instruction of Krishna. Krishna said, that is our method. Our method of acquiring knowledge is to hear from the authority. That's all. Now who can be better authority than Krishna? The Bhagavad Gita is a book of authority, is acknowledged in every part of the world. Not that simply Indians or Hindus are interested. Any scholar, any philosopher, throughout the whole, any religionist, any scientist, even Professor Einstein, he was interested in Bhagavad Gita. He was reading it daily. So, wise man means one who understands Krishna. Our formula is, if one is not God conscious, as Krishna conscious, we immediately reject him. We immediately accept that he has no quality. Hararo bhaktasya kuto mohada guna. One cannot be qualified unless he is God conscious. His all qualities immediately become rejected. Why? He has passed MA, PhD and TSC and is honored in the that's all right. But in spite of all his education, he'll create simply havoc in the world. That's all. Hararo bhaktasya kuto mahadguna monorathena asato dhavato bahi. Because he is hovering over the mental plane, he'll simply create havoc. His education will be utilized for his sense gratification, and he will not care for anything, just like the great scientists had discovered the atomic bomb. By scientific research. What is the effect? Now by one drop you can kill many millions of people. That is his advancement of science. Why don't you create something that people will not die? That is not. I can accelerate death, but I cannot save death. That is not in my power. Then what kind of scientist you are? You create something. You create some medicine. They take this tablet and no death, no more. At least no disease. That is not possible. There is disease, development of different kinds of disease, and they are discovering different kinds of medicine. That is a struggle. That is not scientific improvement. There is one problem before you, and you are creating some antidote. That's all. This is struggle. Struggle for existence. This is not scientific improvement. But how one can be stopped from repetition of birth and death? That is here in the Bhagavad. What is that? Krishna says, Janma karma me di bam, di jana ti tata. To try to understand Krishna only. What is Krishna? Janma karma, jo jana ti tata, anyone who knows in truth, not superficially. Oh, Krishna, I know. In a certain place, they have got an idol of Krishna there was. I know. Everything. Not like that. Try to understand Krishna, what he is. He is Krishna, undoubtedly. But people want to know back actually what is Krishna. That we are opening. So if one simply understands what is Krishna, the result is tapta diham punarjanmanaiti. Simply by understanding Krishna, there is no more taking birth, punarjanma. If you take birth, then there is death. If you stop your birth, then you can stop your death also. Because birth and death is in relationship with this body. If you don't have a material birth, then there is no question of birth, death, old age and disease. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness. People should be interested by hearing the words of Krishna. That is intelligence. Krishna says that in this way you can stop your birth and death process. So why don't you do that? Why you are after so many things? If you simply try to understand Krishna, and if you perfectly understand, then immediately you can stop your birth and death process. You are eternal. That is intelligence. That is intelligence. That's like Krishna says, after many, many births, one comes to this conclusion that Krishna is everything. So, why shall I wait for another many births? Why not accept Krishna as in his everything? This is intelligence. Krishna is saying, he is not bluffing. So why not take Krishna's word as truth and immediately, maam prabhadate, immediately surrender. Krishna, I do not know anything, I simply surrender him. Please protect me. That's all. Finish. Business. Very simple thing. This Krishna consciousness. Everyone can take. It doesn't require to become very highly. I mean, to scientist, philosopher and something like that. Simply accept Krishna's word and see the result. And the result is happening also. Those who are accepting Krishna in that way and trying their best to please Krishna with this human form, how much they are happy, how they are enjoying life. So this is practical. So our request is that everyone should try to understand the Krishna consciousness movement and be happy. Thank you. What is that? Yeah.
Krishna
has not extended Maya. You wanted Maya. Therefore, he has given the facility to enjoy Maya. Just like the government creates the prison department. It is not the government's desire that there must be some prisoner. But you are criminal. Therefore, there must be prisoner. So you create the prisoner, not the government. Government creates the university. Come there, take education. Maya is created by you. As soon as you forget Krishna, the Maya is there. Just like there is sunshine and darkness, side by side. If you want to keep yourself in the sunshine, there is no darkness. But if you voluntarily come to the darkness, what the sun will do? Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. You surrender to Krishna. But why don't you do it? That is Maya. It is up to you. Therefore you create Maya. Krishna does not create. A man is hanged. Does it mean that the high court judge who orders that this man should be hanged, the high court judge is enemy of that man is hanging? No. He has created his situation that he should be hanged. God is very kind to everyone. But we have created situation so that we suffer. Dharmana, Daivanetrena, by our own work and under the supervision of the Supreme. Just like in the state, you create some criminal activities and by the supervision of the government, you are punished. Simply you have to see what you are doing. By such action, Krishna is satisfied. That's all. You can do anything. The taste is, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ata pungi vijas sreshtha varnasama vibhavat shanus pitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosana. The example is just like Arjuna. Arjuna was a warrior, fighter. So when he proposed that I shall not fight, then my brothers, my grandfather, my nephew, that was his proposal. Now Krishna said, where from you got this nonsense idea? You are in the war field and are denying to fight. That means by his nice proposal that I shall not fight, Krishna was not pleased. But after understanding Bhagavad Gita, when he saw that Krishna wants this fight, yes, Karishe Vachanantam. That is what he said. So he remained a warrior and he still became Patan. So everyone can remain in his own occupation, Varnasava Vibhavasa. But one has to see that whether Krishna is satisfied. Then he's whatever he is doing, that is Patan. That is Krishna consciousness.
Is it possible that you can do something
unconscious?
Is it possible for anyone to do something?
Yes. Yes, God sends him. But you desire. Man proposes, God disposes. Whatever you desire, if you insist, God will sanction. And without His sanction, you cannot do. Therefore, your doing something is dependent on God's sanction. But you desire something out of your own wisdom. You are not a stone. You are a living entity. So you can desire anything. The Krishna conscious, they do not do anything without Krishna sense. Yes, not God's desire, God's sanction. Don't say like that. Desire is yours, but sanction is God. Yes, sir, you want to do some business. You must take sanction from the government. You take license. You cannot do out of your own will. Similarly, you can desire and propose, God, I want to do this. And God will send. So those who are not Krishna conscious, they want, I want this. Krishna says, all right, take this. But Krishna says that you give up all this nonsense. That we do not take. Krishna says, sarvadhan man parityaj, mam ekam, simply take me. But that we do not do. We ask Krishna, please let me do this. All right, do it. Yatheshyati tathāku. Krishna inquires from Arjuna after teaching him Bhagavad Gita. Now I have spoken to you everything. What you want to do, you can do. That is Krishna's word. Krishna says that best thing is that you simply take to Krishna. But Krishna gives you the opportunity, liberty, that whatever you do, whatever you like, you can do. Now it is your choice. Just like father, grown-up son, he says, my dear, why I do like this? That is my opinion. But when the son says, no, I shall do like this, all right, you do whatever. But without father's sanction, as the son cannot do anything. Similarly, without Krishna's sanction, you cannot do anything. But the proposal is yours. Therefore, this maxim, God, man proposes, God disposes. The God is not responsible for your work. If you act according to the order of God, then he is responsible. And if you act against the will of God, then you are responsible. Yes. Yes, desire is according to association. You mix with the drunkards, you will desire to drink. And you mix with us, you will desire to worship Krishna.
Ah, very good.
Therefore, you are giving you facility. You associate with us and desire only Krishna.
There is
no duality. There is one, Krishna. But you have created duality. There is Maya. When you forget Krishna, there is duality. When you think that there is something else other than Krishna, there is duality. So people are not coming to Krishna consciousness, there is duality. They are thinking that we can be happy without Krishna. That is duality. If they know it perfectly well, that Krishna is one. Oh, and therefore, my interest is with Krishna. My interest will not be different from Krishna's interest. That is one. Just like in a family, the head is the father. But if anyone acts according to the head of the family, then there is no duality. If some of the members say, no, I will act like this, then there is duality. See, if everyone acts according to the desire of Krishna, there is no duality. There is oneness. But you don't act, therefore there is duality. Therefore duality is Maya. You have caused that? All right.
I think we must have a spiritual body in order to go back home. She asks, is it only with this Hare Krishna mantra by thinking of the Shad that we achieve that body?
Oh, yes.
Hello.
You chant Hare Krishna and eat nice Krishna prasad. Go back to It is so nice. And don't you feel how you are becoming nicer and nicer? Practically. The newspaper is... one lady in Philadelphia, he saw our student and she was surprised. She inquired, are you American? So we are creating such devotees that people are becoming surprised how this is possible. Yes, it is possible by Krishna consciousness. Very simple way of thought. Simply chant Hare Krishna and take Krishna prasad. That's all. Don't require any education, philosophical theorizing. Simply do these two business. Chant Hare Krishna and take Krishna. And our temple is open for you. Everyone, no fee, no charge. So why do you lose this opportunity? Yes?
Hatred?
Yes. That is always, not today, every day. When Krishna was born, there was a consort who was planning how to kill Krishna. When Krishna was born, you know that? So Krishna, to kill Krishna, there is a section of man who want to kill Krishna always. They are called demons or rakshasas. So the rakshasas, more or less, everyone in this material world are demons. But those who are intelligent from this demonic life, they come to Krishna consciousness. Others who do not come to God consciousness, they remain demons. And their business is, just like Kamsa, Ravan, simply making plan how to kill God. There is no God, that is their problem. I am God. That's all. So these demonic elements are always there. You have to do your own business. That's all.
Why is there soul and super soul in the soul and body consciousness?
Not why. It is always there. Soul and super soul. There is no question of why. But soul and super soul, they are qualitatively one. Oh, just like you have got your body. If you say, why there is hand, so how can I answer? As soon as there is body, there is a hand, there is a leg, there is a mouth, there is a creation. The creation is like that. There is soul and super soul. Just like you have got the whole body and there are parts and parcels of the body, the limbs of the body, that is the beauty of the body. If you simply keep a lump of body, it is not beautiful. Therefore, the body should be nicely constructed, and there must be different parts and parcels about it. There is a design. That is simply there is so super, and there is no under so. Then how Krishna becomes Anandaman? About the absolute truth in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Anandamaya Abhyasat. The absolute truth is full of bliss. So in order to enjoy bliss, there must be super soul and under soul. Otherwise it is not blissful. Is it clear? Yes. There must be. Yes.
Among the Bengali society, many people worship demigods and demigoddesses.
So they have been explained in the Bhagavad Gita and lost of intelligence. Kamastaste hitabhyana jajanti anna devata. One who does not worship the Supreme Lord, but worship demigods or his officer in the office, his boss in the office, like that, but reject God, that person is considered as less intelligent.
How they can become what
consciousness? By taking to Krishna consciousness. This is therefore this movement. This movement is to make everyone Bhonam Janmanam Ante Jnanava. They have suffered under misconception, many, many births, and here is the opportunity that they can stop their birth and death process and take to Krishna consciousness and go back to home.
Does it mean that they should not worship the demigods and goddesses?
Yes, there is no need.
Shorashati and Lakshmi and...
There is no need. Just like here, we have take practical example. They are not worshipping demigods. How they are advanced, you see, practically. And what the Saraswati worshipper has advanced? They fight, simply. During the immersion ceremony in Calcutta. So what is benefit? You should judge by the result, not by sophisticated ideas. There is no necessity. Therefore, our Acharya Narottama Das Thakur said, you haven't got to take shelter of any other demigod. Why? If Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if he is all-powerful, then even if you want something from Krishna, do you think that Krishna is unable to deliver to you? Why should you go to demigod? That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Antavattu phalam tesa tad bhavati alpa medhasa. The benefit derived from the demigod, that is temporary. But rascals who have got less substance of bread, they are after this. It is clearly said. Antavattu phalam tesa tad bhavati alpa medhasa. Alpa medhasa man, one who has got brain substance, very little. They are attracted by all this. They are meant for third class, fourth class men, because they will not worship God all night. You worship this demigod. At least you try to worship something instead of becoming atheist. That is the process. But man, when one is actually intelligent, after many, many births, he should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ramachandra also worshipped, I should say, the Sarva Durga.
Well, Ramachandra also, constructed a bridge over the ocean. Can you do that? So why do you bring Ramachandra? He can do anything. He likes. He's God. You cannot do. God is so kind. Sometimes he works with his reward.
Transcendental qualities.
What is the question?
What qualities is the holy name invested with?
It is not clear.
The holy name of God is God Himself.
As in this material world, there is difference between the name and the substance. In the holy name, as soon as you call holy name, that name is not different from the substance. Is it clear or not? That's what I'll tell you. Now your first question was, what is this holy name? First of all, try to understand this, then put another question. Don't disturb. First of all, try to understand this question. Holy name means the name is not different from the substance. Here, if you become thirsty, you want water, the substance, if you simply chant water, 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 it will not act. But holy name means if you chant Hare Krishna, then you are associated with Krishna personally. That is holy name. Here the name is contaminated, whatever name is. But God's name, Krishna's name, His holy name, it's not different from God. Otherwise, don't you see, they're chanting Krishna. If Krishna's name is not Krishna, how they're making advance in Krishna consciousness? They're associating with Krishna, directly. That is the holy name.
Well,
that's
the best method
to become a great devotee. To surrender to Krishna. You do not know this?
Did your time get out?
He read Bhagavad Gita? You see, that is the best method. To surrender to Krishna. That is the best method. What is the difficulty?
We can persuade yourself.
If you understand actually, then you will be able to convince others. But if you don't understand yourself, what is the use of talking family and friends? First of all, you, Aponi Achari Prabhu Jivari Siva. First of all, you have to act accordingly. Then you can teach others. And if you are not pure, if you indulge in all kinds of sinful activities, and if you talk of Bhagavad Gita, and what will be the effect? There is no effect. That is going on. They are doing all nonsense and talking of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore it is not effective. For the last 1,000 years, Bhagavad Gita was known in the Western countries, but there was not a single Krishna Bhakta. Because they did not act accordingly, simply talked of Bhagavad Gita, that's all. Simply talking will not do. You have to behave as these people are, these boys and girls are behaving. Then you will understand Bhagavad Gita. Yes.
Thank you.
After that you take another body, do you understand it?
Yes.
Similarly, you take spiritual body, what is the difference? Why, can you understand that you take another body?
Yes.
Then why do you don't enter another spiritual body? What is the reason? You accept another body after death, dehantaram. So instead of accepting a material body, you accept a spiritual body. That's all. What is the difficulty to understand? Just like you have accepted now this body, American body, or English body. You can accept an Indian body, a Chinese body, a Russian body. In the same way, after giving up this body, you can accept spiritual body. What is difficult? It is not difficult. Just like if you take birth in the sun planet, you have to take a body of fire. There are different planets and the climatic influence are different. And here the scientists, they are calculating from their own point of view. They do not know that God's creation. There are different types of body, different types of atmosphere. Just like the fish, they are living in the water. But you take out the fish on the land, immediately dies. In your body, you have got a particular type of body. If you are thrown in the water, immediately dies. But you can understand that within water there is life, on land there is life, there is body. So when you go to a certain different atmosphere, you have to accept a different type of body. Similarly, when you go to the spiritual world, you will accept the spiritual body. What is the difficulty to understand? Tattadiham punarjanma naiti mameti. One should be qualified to enter into certain association, atmosphere. That if you spiritually qualify yourself, then after giving up this body, you get a spiritual body and you enter in the spiritual world. That's all. It's very easy. You make yourself spiritualized in this life. That example is just like you put one iron rod in the fire, it becomes warmer, warmer, warmer. And at the end it becomes red hot. At that time it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. You touch that iron rod anywhere, it will burn. Similarly, by spiritual activities, you can make these bodies spiritual. So that there will be no more material activities. That is spiritual body. Just like in this body, we are training our boys and girls. They are young boys and girls, but they are no more interested to go to the restaurant, hotel, or bioscope, or cinema, or dancing party. They are simply interested to Krishna consciousness. How they have given up all these young men's demands? How it is possible? You can see. So when your material activities are stopped, that is spiritual.
The soul never dies.
Yes.
When the soul does not die, where does it go after that?
He goes as he likes. Yes. He can go to hell, he can go to heaven, he can go to God, he can go to China, anywhere he likes. Yes. Surrender to Krishna means you have to accept things which is favorable for Krishna consciousness. just like we restrict our students. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. If you surrender to this process, that is surrender to Krishna. Is it clear? If you don't surrender, there is no surrender. You are not surrendered. Chant 16 now. And if you follow, there is surrender to Krishna. Don't take anything except Krishna prasadam. There is surrender to Krishna. So many we have got. So if you surrender to these principles, that means you surrender to Krishna. What, just like a good citizen, surrender to the state, what does it mean? He abides by the law, that's all. He does not do anything which is against the will of the state, that's all. So you surrender to the principles, then you surrender to Krishna. That's it. All right. Thank you.